Yeah, actually it does. It really fucking does. Greetings, boys and girls. It is the Great One himself. Late podcast coming out today. We're just now recording this. It's Monday, May the 1st. Almost 7 p.m. This will be getting out to you much later than normal. Got me a nice mug of hot. Mug of hot. What do you call this shit? Mint tea. And hopefully my brain will start working a little bit better than it is right now. Got some good shit to talk about. Great One, are you going to talk about demonetizing on YouTube and make fun of right-wingers? Probably. You can scream and shout with all your might. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass so the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. I haven't podcasted in over a week, but it doesn't matter because I am still right and you are still wrong. Fuck. Yeah, I've been busy working like a motherfucker. Been creating value for other people. Haven't had to cyberbeg yet. Yes, it's pretty fucking amazing because unlike many of you out there, I understand that making YouTube videos is not a fucking job. I am the Great One himself and this is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect and homes in on and destroy stupid motherfucking statist all over the fucking cosmos. It's a fucking intergalactic cruise missile. This cruise missile can travel to other fucking planets and kill the statist living on other planets orbiting other suns. That's how fucking powerful this motherfucking cruise missile is. All right. I am the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, on the internet since 1999. Fucking practically invented blogging. Was doing blogging before anybody knew what the fuck blogging was. Podcasting for 12 motherfucking years. It'll be 13 years on November the 1st of 2017, the year of our Lord Trump and Fuhrer. In the control room, the lovely and adorable Randy. Theme music introduction by David Gilmour. It's off his 1984 album, About Face. All right, do I get to start? God. I got a list. We'll see how much of it I get done. I need to try. Oh, God. If you want to send us email, it's God. That's dog spelled backwards. G-O-D at cynlibsoc.com on the motherfucking interwebs. Let's just start right there. Got an email today from somebody who has remains anonymous, which is totally okay. Because here at the Cynical Libertarian Society, we don't dox people. Because here at the Cynical Libertarian Society, we, and by we I mean I, because I am the Cynical Libertarian Society. By the way, if anyone's wondering, how do I join the Cynical Libertarian Society? Can I join? Is there a membership? No, because Cynical Libertarians don't fucking join things. If you want to join the Cynical Libertarian Society, you're not a Cynical Libertarian. We don't fucking join things, right? It's like Satanism. It's like if you're actually... This is a really long story, and I don't even really understand everything that's going on. And this is, it's been a long time since I even looked at this. So everything I'm about to say could be completely untrue at this point in time. Anton Sansdor LaVey wrote the Satanic Bible and he founded the Satanic Church and then he died. And sometime after he died, I went on the interwebs, you know, looking for to see if there was like an official Satanic Church, what was going on with that. And I found it. And the official Satanic Church, in order to become an official member of the Satanic religion, you had to send them money. And I'm looking at this, I'm going, okay, now, many of you out there are probably freaking, don't know anything about the Satanic Bible, or you think that Satanism is like high school kids wearing black who kill animals and shit because you don't know anything. And I've talked about the Satanic Bible before on this podcast a long time ago, and I want to talk about it again because it overlaps with anarcho-capitalism quite a bit. The Satanic Bible has a lot of flaws as a philosophy, and there are reasons for those flaws, and I can discuss those articulately. But it also has a lot of strengths. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, anybody who is an actual real Satanist is not going to fucking pay some jackasses on the internet money in order to be a quote-unquote official Satanist. That's just not... If you're actually a Satanist, as defined by the Satanic Bible, you're not going to pay somebody money for the fucking privilege of calling yourself a Satanist. So it's just a fucking honey trap. It's just a fucking money thing. I'm not sure what the fuck that has to do with anything. I'm already tangenting and we've barely fucking gotten started. I got an email from a listener just this morning who remained, oh, because anonymous, because we don't dox people, because we're not jackasses here at the Cynical Libertarian Society, because there is no we, there is only I mean Randy, but she's not a member of the Cynical Libertarian Society, she just looks cute, that's what she does, that's her purpose. And anyway, tangent, back to the point. Anonymous individual writes to me, in case you haven't come across this already, and he gives me a link, we're going to talk about that. Then he says, I'll be donating to your beer fund eventually, as I have been listening for a while now and really enjoy your show slash view on things. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, man. Well, my friend, you are very welcome. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Hopefully you don't enjoy the episodes that suck, because some of them do suck. The Friday's episode, by the time I got to recording Friday's episode, so we did, last week we did do three episodes in one day, Monday episode, Wednesday episode, Friday episode. And by the time we got to the Friday episode, I was on the third beer and was a little bit, I was not like falling over drunk, but I also was not completely fucking competent. Well, then again, I haven't been completely competent in years. That was me tossing out my teabag. So anyhow, hopefully the Friday's episode was not as terrible as I think it was, but if it was, sorry about that, guys. But remember, podcast is for my entertainment, not yours. This is me having fun. All right, speaking of having fun, let's get to this. So he sent me a link. Link will be in the show notes, as will the YouTube video, as will the edited short version of the YouTube video. Here's what it says. An assistant principal at Chester County, Pennsylvania school is now on leave for berating a group of pro-life teenagers after school last Friday. Downtown STEM Academy's Zach Ruff is on video threatening to call the police on the teens and telling a 16-year-old, quote, you can go to hell, or they being the fetuses, ought to, unquote, and, unquote, you can go get a freaking life, unquote. They're not children, they're cells, that's a quote. Ruff angrily exclaims at one point, followed by, quote, go home. Yeah, the video's in here, and then there's some people, well, they were blocking, and I looked at the video. They didn't appear to be blocking traffic, because they weren't standing in the fucking road. And I mean, if you can't pilot your car around two fucking teenagers, maybe you shouldn't be driving. So anyhow, the faggots who run this public school, so Ruff is a fucking faggot. Let me just get this out of the way. Whenever somebody talks about how Adolf Hitler wanted to kill homosexuals, it's really hard for me to dislike Adolf Hitler for that. Ruff is a fucking faggot. He's obviously a flaming fucking faggot. He says in there, I wrote down a couple of quotes. I watched two-thirds of the video. I couldn't stand it anymore because this is a fucking vice. Is he a principal, assistant principal? He's something at this school. This is the perfect example of the inferiority of the public school employees. Now, people who work in public schools are some of the most inferior humans on the planet Earth. You put on top of that, he's a fucking pedophile. Great one. How do you know he's a pedophile? We've talked about this. He's a homosexual. All homosexuals are pedophiles. Homosexuals cannot reproduce biologically. In order to make more homosexuals, they have to sexually abuse small children so that those children will grow up to be homosexuals. That's where homosexuals come from. This is the short version, guys. I have friends who are homosexuals. I like them. They're great. They were all sexually abused as children. You show me a homosexual, I will show you 99 out of 100 homosexuals were abused as children. Yes, all homosexuals support pedophilia because all homosexuals want to make more homosexuals. There shouldn't be public schools. In Ancapidice, none of this is a problem because in Ancapidice, there's no public schools. Therefore, homosexuals like this, who says unto them, where's the quote? I'm as gay as the day is long and twice as sunny. Oh, isn't that sweet? You're twice as sunny. And how many children have you fucking molested during these sunny days? You know, he keeps referring in the video, he refers to the children of school as his children. So he's just flamingly gay. He's a pedophile. I don't have any evidence of that. I'm saying it. If they investigate him, they'll find he's a pedophile if they dig deep enough. I promise you. You can just look at him. You can tell he oozes pedophile. Watch the video, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me he does not fucking radiate child molester. Just saying. Watch the fucking time. Anyhow, the other... So in Capitice, you don't have this problem because there's no public school. But if we're going to have public schools, which we shouldn't, this is why homosexuals should not be allowed to fucking work there. Quote, this is what somebody... What's this? Downtown Area School District posted a message on its Facebook page, on its feminist book page, regarding the incident. Quote, "We do not condone or support the conduct expressed in the video and are deeply disappointed that this incident occurred. His conduct does not represent the values of the school district or the respect we expect our employees to show for the civil rights of others." Unquote. Well, actually, it does, because he did these things. To say that that doesn't represent your school... Well, yeah, it does. He works for your school district. He's a representative of your school district when he's working for you, right? I've talked about this before, how I'm at one of my jobs and things are happening, and I do things I would not normally do. I tolerate abuses I would not normally tolerate because I am a representative of the company I'm working for when I'm working for that company. When you are working for another greater organization, which is a greater as in larger, not greater as in more grandiose or more morally correct or something like that. But when you're working for another organization, when you are a representative of an organization, whether it's a privately owned company or whether it's a public school, no, the way you behave does represent that organization. And these fucking morons at this fucking public school district can claim that this fucking faggot doesn't represent who and what they are and their behavior. But he does. He does. He fucking does. One parent who has a senior at the school spoke in support of Ruff, saying he's, quote, a really good guy, unquote, and a, quote, big teddy bear who has a great sense of humor, unquote, otherwise known as a child molester. It says down here, need it be asked if Ruff would have acted similarly if the teens were Black Lives Matter activists, pro-gender demonstrators, illegal aliens, rights advocates. No, of course not. The reason he was interfering with these students, the kids are apparently, well, at least one of them, because he says, one of the kids in the video says he's 16 years old. Yeah, the reason Ruff, is it Ruff? What's this faggot's name? I can call him a faggot, and he is a faggot, because he's as gay as the day is long. I knew he was gay before I even read it, because you can tell from the sound of his voice. He just has the sound of a child molester. He has the sound of a man who has had an 8-year-old boy's dick in his mouth. You can just tell. Great one. You sure do hate homosexuals. No, I hate everybody. If this guy was fucking transgendered, I'd be ripping on... If he was fucking gender fluid, I'd be ripping on... If he's a woman, I'd be ripping on it for that, okay? Just shut the fuck up and don't... Yeah, I hate everyone. And when you're a faggot, and when you're bragging about being a faggot, and when you're oppressing civil rights while the same... And of course he says something about Trump. When you're oppressing other people's freedom of speech while running around being a liberal Democrat and claiming you support freedom of speech, and this is back to... They can't handle it. They cannot handle opposing viewpoints. This is why, even though I don't like right-wing statists, I have plenty of disagreements. So these kids are out here protesting abortion. I can hold disagreements with abortion protesters all day long. But I don't have to act like a fucking 5-year-old child like Ruff does. I mean, watch the video. His maturity level is non-fucking existence. Here's some quotes. So I did the... What's this? Gay is the... Right? He refers to the fetus and says, well, it's not a person, it's just cells. Well, your cells also. Maybe you should learn some fucking biology. All life forms are cells. Okay, he says, just because you believe something doesn't make it true. Oh, you mean like global warming? You mean like the idea that male and female is a social construct? You mean things like the idea that every person has their own unique gender? Yeah, you're right there, you faggot. Just because you believe those things doesn't make them true. Oh, here's a good one. You do not have permission to speak and engage my students. So these two people are standing on the street corner as cars are driving by and they're holding their signs and attempting to just talk to the people as they drive by. He's sitting here telling them they do not have permission to speak and engage his students. It's not like these protesters were going into a classroom while class was in session. They're standing on public property, holding up signs and talking while people are driving by. The fact that the left cannot handle that, I mean, that's how fucking childish, immature, and terrified of intellectual discussion they are. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, I go past protesters on the street all the fucking time. I can handle it. It doesn't fucking bother me. I don't need some fucking overweight faggot who molests children in a public school to come out there and try to suppress the protesters for me, because I can't deal with the fact that somebody has an opinion that's different than mine. I will call the police if you don't shut up. And he keeps using the word harass. He keeps saying they're harassing his... Well, they're not harassing your students. They're standing on public property with signs and talking. That's not harassment. Once again, these bizarre definitions of words that the left-wing statists use. That is not harassment. If I'm walking down the sidewalk, as I frequently do, and there are protesters on the sidewalk here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, as there frequently are, and they are talking with their mouths and holding up signs, as they frequently are doing, I am not being harassed, okay? I went downtown during one of the fucking pussy hat marches. Oh, God, I wonder if I might need to talk about that. Fuck, I have too much to talk about. Hold on, let me put that on my notes. Okay. I went into Old Town during a pussy march, and there's a fucking bunch of dumb fucking whores standing out there on the plaza with their pussy hats and their signs making noise. Okay, and I walked into it about 3 or 4 feet, and I didn't want to do it, and I turned around and I left, but I wasn't being harassed. There was no fucking harassment. But then again, I'm not fat. I don't have a beard. I don't work in a public school. I don't have a fucking liberal arts degree, I'm not a homosexual, and I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Those are 6 ways in which I'm superior to this fat fuck. Oh yeah, and I've never had an 8-year-old boy's dick in my mouth. 7 ways in which I am superior to this fat piece of shit. I don't agree with the anti-abortion protesters, as you know. Now, I've had this whole abortion discussion, I've gone through it, you know, is it alive? Of course it's alive, it has metabolic activity. Is it a different person? Of course it's a different person, it doesn't have the same DNA as the mother. Is it a parasite? Technically speaking, yes, it is a parasite, can't survive on its own. But then again, welfare recipients are also parasites, why can't we abort them? When I say that, I'm being serious, that's not a fucking joke. That is not a fucking joke. That is not a fucking joke. That is not a fucking joke. If the argument is we can kill it because it's a parasite, why can't we kill government employees and welfare recipients? That is not a joke. I'm not being funny. Having said all of that, I've been through all of this whole litany. Somewhere back in the podcast, I talked about this for ages. I am in favor of abortions. Because if you're the kind of person who would kill your own child before it's even born, I don't want you to reproduce. I am 100% in favor of these women getting abortions. Get your fucking abortion, because your child will grow up to be a fucking purple-haired, tattooed, pierced, liberal arts degree-having, liberal Democrat, Hillary t-shirt-wearing fucking piece of shit. Get this garbage out of the fucking gene pool before it's even born. As I have said, everybody's a little bit statist. No matter how anarcho-capitalist you are, there's one. The one law that I would love to see, the one law that I would campaign for, the one law that I would support is a law that says any woman who gets pregnant and is not married has to get an abortion. Okay, so I fully acknowledge, yes, getting an abortion is killing a life form that, if allowed to develop naturally, will become a human being. If you want to argue with that, you're a fucking idiot, because I will fucking destroy you, because I've done it. If you leave the fucking fetus alone, it's zygote, which is what it starts, fertilized egg, all the way back, the minute it becomes a fertilized egg, if you leave it alone and it develops naturally and normally, it will become a human being. No fertilized egg has ever become a puppy or a computer hard drive or a cup of coffee, or a book, or a desk, or a fucking ink pen, or a paper towel. No, every human fertilized egg, if left to develop, has become a human being. Now, they've been some with birth defects, abortion for birth. You look at it, this one's going to be birth defect. You know, it's going to have Down syndrome. That's different. You abort it? Yes. If you can figure that out early enough, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. So now, when you get an abortion, you are killing, it has biological life. It has cells. The cells have metabolic activity. You can fucking pretend they don't all you want because you sucked Obama's cock for 8 years and you're disappointed Hillary Clinton didn't win and you're a gay child molester who's a fucking assistant principal at a fucking public school. You can deny that all you want. The cells have metabolic activity. It is alive. And it will become a human if allowed to develop. That's called science. It's the thing you claim you believe in when you talk about shit like global warming and fucking gender fluid and male and female as a societal construct. Still, yes, if when any woman who would get an abortion, she should be able to get an abortion because we want the garbage out of the fucking gene pool. Natural fucking selection. Get the garbage out of the fucking gene pool. So I disagree with the anti-abortion protesters. I want more abortions, not fewer. Still, if they want to stand on the street corner with their signs and, you know, say, hey, Jesus can save you, Jesus can help you wake up, we're murdering 6 billion people or whatever, you know, they say, they want to say that, that's fine. That's called freedom of speech. They're not bothering. If you can't ignore that, maybe you're a fucking idiot. Maybe the problem is you. People say things all the time I don't agree with. I don't have to fucking stand out on a street corner like this fat faggot child molesting principal did and embarrass myself on front of a fucking camera and get put on fucking YouTube. So anyhow, the left, whenever you hear the fucking left faggots, the left wing faggots, talking about how fucking open fucking minded and fucking free speech and all this other fucking shit you hear from these fucking faggots, the true faggots and just the faggots, it's all a bunch of bullshit. All right, I got to get some more stuff in because I've already come up with the title for this episode, so I have to at the very least talk about the three things that are going to be in the title. Let me do this. Talking of science, talking about fake science, we have Bill Nye. Bill Nye, the science guy. He's a clown. God, he's a fucking clown. Once again, guys, if you are not reading the website ageofshitlords.com, you're wrong. You need to get the fuck over there right now. If you're at a computer while you're you go to the right now. Fucking open up your browser. Don't use fucking Microsoft Internet Explorer. Or don't they have a new one now that took the place of Internet Explorer? I don't know. I don't care because I don't keep up with it. And I am so far behind on my blog reading. Oh, God, I'm so far behind. Because last week, I worked my ass off. This week, I got a lot going on, too. At the other job, I'm bouncing between the two jobs right now. Not to mention doing my own stuff in between. I told one of my bosses, look, man, I have to take tomorrow off. I have so much shit to do. I have to have a fucking day off. So deal with it. Ageofshitlords.com. There's a post here. Snopes. Is it Snoops? Snopes. Whatever the fuck it is. Says, meme making fun of Bill Nye is true, but problematic. See, so there's a meme going around. If I remember, I'll put it in the show notes. Here's what it says. That moment you find out that Dolph Lundgren is exponentially more qualified to be called a scientist than Bill Nye is. So it says here, Bill Nye, it's got a picture of him. And speaking of people, once again, guys, I have no evidence. I'm just looking at people. And it's kind of like Gaydar. It's just this sixth sense. Actually, I should say seventh because there are six senses. As you would know if you've listened to The Science of Enlightenment by Shinzen Young, which I highly recommend. You can get it in audiobook. It's an audio program. You can get it on Amazon.com. You go to cls.link and then go shopping from there and find it. I'd get a percentage of you buying it. The Science of Enlightenment by Shinzen Young. Highly, highly, highly recommend it. If you are interested in meditation, if you meditate, or if you don't know if you're interested and you're wondering why the fuck should I meditate? What would be the point of meditation? I don't know how to meditate. It sounds pretty fucking stupid. Shinzen Young will explain it to you in a way that Makes a lot of sense. Makes it sound good in a non-theological way, in a scientific way, in an intelligent way, in a way where you will see the benefits. And you don't need to go, woo, woo, woo. You know, you don't need to believe any wacky religious shit to meditate. You don't. You can, but you don't need to. That's not a part of meditation. Anyhow, how the fuck did I get there from here? How did the fuck did I get talking about meditation? Oh, sixth sense, because Shinzen Young points to there's six senses. Everybody thinks there's five. There's actually six senses. And the seventh sense, when I look at Bill Nye, once again, this is a man who has sexually molested children. I'm just waiting for this to break. You heard it here first, okay? I'm telling you, Bill Nye, if somebody would follow him or this is a man who sexually molests children. I can just tell. I can look at him. I can smell it, even over the internet. This guy is a child molester. I promise you. I promise. Just hold, write that down. Fucking 20 years from now, when it comes out, you're going to go, holy shit. 20 years ago, the great one said Bill Nye was a child molester and nobody believed him. You're going to find out. That is the face of a man who has put his penis in the ass of an 8-year-old boy. I promise you. I fucking promise you. I can't prove it. I'm telling you, he's a fucking child molester. I can just tell it. Anyway, he also has a Bachelor's of Science in Mechanical Engineering. Woo! Whereas Dolph Lundgren, who apparently is a fighter, I don't know anything about Dolph Lundgren. I could type it into Google and find out, but I'm too fucking lazy. Dolph Lundgren has a BS in chemistry, a BS in chemical engineering, a MS in chemical engineering, and a Fulbright scholarship. He's a Fulbright scholarship recipient at MIT. And then to the claim of the meme, which the article should have stuck with, Snoops concludes that although one of the claims in the meme was slightly inaccurate, the others are all true, making it mostly true. So here's what Snoop says. Quote, the meme is largely accurate. Is that like alternate news or something? Nye did study mechanical engineering at Cornell University, where he graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree. And Lundgren, who may be best known as an action movie star, has an impressive educational background. The credentials listed in this meme, however, are slightly inaccurate. Slightly inaccurate. What does that mean? Here's the thing. Now, are they going to tell us what part is slightly inaccurate? Well, no. Of course they're not, because they're not going to mention it. According to the biography on the actor's old website, Lundgren did receive a master's degree in chemical engineering and was the recipient of a Fulbright scholarship at MIT. University of Sydney said in a Facebook post that Lundgren was our only alumni we know of. However, Lundgren did not... Oh, we're finally going to get to the fucking substance. It takes a while. However, Lundgren did not receive a BS degree in chemistry from Washington State University. The school says on its website that Lundgren spent 1 year studying chemical engineering there as an exchange student, but did not graduate from the school. Okay, but he does have a master's degree in chemical engineering. Now, brace yourself. Okay, now, here we go. Here's the mental gymnastics. Oh, wait, hang on. I clicked on this link. I want to see what the fuck this says. Okay, there's information about Dolph moving from being a chemical engineer to an action star movie. You can read that on your own. Here we go. Comparing Nye and Lundgren is also problematic. Oh, there's one of those fucking goddamn fucking Orwellian words that the left loves to use so fucking much. That's problematic. Problematic. What that means is, oh, you're not expressing the viewpoint you're allowed to express by the left-wing statist. See, you are saying something that a social justice warrior does not approve of. You are not being supportive of public employees who have sex with small children. That's problematic. Oh, I fucking love that word. Comparing Nye and Lundgren is also problematic. The meme appears to insinuate that Nye is not qualified to host a television show since his educational background does not match or exceed Dolph Lundgren's. Yet, as far as we know, there is no Lundgren standard for science television show host. This argument only makes sense if Lundgren, the more educated of the two, had criticized Nye or publicly disagreed with something Nye said. Yet, we found no record of Lundgren expressing such a viewpoint. And then they break it down. But the I'm not even going to read the breakdown. You can go read it for yourself. I haven't read it yet. I don't need. Here's the point. What they're pointing out is that Bill Nye is not a fucking scientist. Okay? Bill Nye is a fucking clown. And when I say he is a clown, I do not mean that metaphorically. Bill Nye is a clown. When you go to a circus, clowns are there. The clowns dress funny. They act in exaggerated ways, and they do this to distract the audience from things like sleight of hand, which are part of the act, and they do this to entertain the audience. Bill Nye is a child molester who dresses funny, and he does goofy things in order to distract people from the fact that there's no such thing as global warming, that there are only two genders, that, yes, evolution is actually real and men and women are biologically different and it's not a social construct, right? He acts the way he acts to entertain people and distract them from the truth. He is a clown. He is a clown. He is a fucking clown. Bill Nye is a clown. He is not a scientist. Even if he has a BS of bullshit in mechanical engineering, mechanical engineers are not scientists. They're not scientists. An engineer is not a fucking scientist. Anyhow, Bill Nye's not a fucking scientist. We can move on now. You can read this, and the link will be in the fucking show notes. And then there's another one at Age of Shitlords, which came before that. Bill Nye goes complete retard. So apparently he has a Netflix special called Bill Nye Saved the World. I'm sure this is right up there with Dear White People in its fucking hatred for heterosexual white men who have jobs and have never put their cocks in the ass of an 8-year-old boy. But I don't care. And apparently Bill decided to feature a segment about gender and sexuality, which was performed by a sitcom actress, Rachel Bloom, the actress from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, performed a song titled My Sex Junk. And the link to My Sex Junk is in the post. I have not watched it. I'm not going to watch it because I'm just not that much of a fucking loser. The lyrics are here. The world of ours is full of choice, but must I choose between only John or Joyce? Are my options only hard or moist? My vagina has its own voice. Not vocal cards, vocal cords, a metaphorical voice. Sometimes I do a voice for my vagina. Please don't tell me I'm the only one who does that, cause my sex junk is so much more than either or. Power bottom or power top. Versatile love may have some butt stuff. It's evolution, ain't nothing new. There's nothing taboo about a sex stew. Okay, no, butt stuff, yes, but actually I agree. Butt stuff is evolution. Butt stuff is evolution's way of preventing people who fuck other people in the butts from reproducing. We agree on something. Natural selection. Yes, it is evolution. If you shoot cum in somebody's butt, you don't make a baby. That is evolution. But we circumvent that by molesting small children. Anyhow, it goes on. There's just more drag queen. Just do what feels right. You know what would feel right? Dude, seriously, you're going to watch this video with this homosexual child molesting assistant principal yelling at the 16-year-old kids? I wanted to just punch this man. I use the word man loosely. I wanted to punch this fat fucking neck bearded fucking faggot in the face so bad. Just do what feels right. You know what would make me feel right? What would make me feel right is taking a fucking lead pipe and just beating this fucking fat faggot until he was dead. That would make me feel right. Just do what feels right. Damn Skippy, home slice, sing it with me all night. Sex how you want it, it's your goddamn right. Ooh, I thought no means no. What if sex how I want it includes raping people? Is it still my right? Ugh, God, it's fucking... Anyway, so the link will be there. You can go there. You can read this. It's full fucking retard. All right. On a lighter note, now that I've screamed about killing pedophilic homosexuals with lead pipes, let's move on to a lighter topic. In one of these days, I will learn... Oh, wait, hang on. Alright, not you guys. Sorry, this is what happens. Why I don't leave the email open when I'm fucking podcasting. Okay. I watched a movie. Just finished it up today because I had to work this morning and I got back from work. And I did the weightlifting because podcasting doesn't help me get girls. I did the weightlifting and finished off this movie. And I'm waiting on this to make sure I fucking say the name of the movie correctly. Okay, yeah, I was right. The movie is called Passengers. And it came out... Let me fucking open this. And what? Screw you. Not you guys. Just talking to the fucking computer. 2016. Okay, so this is a new movie. Passengers. With Jennifer Lawrence, who, I mean, she's not that attractive, but in the movie, she was not unfuckable. And Chris Pratt, whoever the hell that is. Spoiler alert. There's going to be spoilers. I'm not going to give away the end of the movie. Anyhow, the short version, before, if you're tuning out for the spoilers, if you're going to stop listening because of spoilers, and I don't know, you should probably come back in 10 minutes. It'll probably take me 10 minutes to talk about this. It was not a bad movie. I can recommend watching this. This was not a waste of my time. The special effects were pretty nice. Acting was pretty decent. Jennifer Lawrence was semi-fuckable. I mean, she's not... I wouldn't kick her out of bed, but she's not all that either. It moved along in a nice clip. Overall, good movie. So anyhow, they're on this spaceship, and everybody is in hibernation pods, which don't fail, right? This is... Well, what do you mean? Because the guy is walking around, he goes to the little computer thing, and he's like, ding, ding, ding. And it's like, how can I help you? And he's like, well, my hibernation pod failed. And the computer's like, that's impossible. Hibernation pods have never failed. They're fail-proof. And he's like, well, I'm fucking standing here, so don't tell me this. That is impossible. Like, great, you know, yeah. That never happens. They're all in suspended animation in these hibernation pods. There's 5,000 passengers and, like, I think it's 300 crew members. And so this ship is traveling for 120 years. It's traveling to another planet. They're going there to colonize the planet. Along the way, it hits your meteor storm that happens in all these sort of movies, guys, and the meteors damage something, and Chris Pratt's hibernation pod malfunctions, and he comes out of hibernation while they're still 90 years from the destination planet. Now, as only a passenger, he doesn't have access to the parts of the ship that the crew has access to, so he can't, like, get to the bridge or engineering or anything like that in order to figure out what the fuck is going on. And you can't go back into hibernation because the pods apparently don't put you into hibernation. They just maintain the hibernation. And there's no equipment on the spaceship to put people into hibernation. I guess that was done back on Earth. I'm going to talk about this movie as if it were real, because in the context of the movie it is. I'm also going to point out like flaws, because I can't help but point out flaws. Now, why would you, and I don't give a shit no hibernation pod has ever failed. Are people in the future really that fucking dumb? This always baffles me. Well, the technology never, this has never failed. This will never, and then, of course, the classic example, everyone, well, the Titanic was unsinkable. Well, it was kind of, if they would have fucking rammed into the iceberg head on. Talked about this in the past. I think it was Stephen Cox is the guy who wrote a book about this. Right. The reason that the Titanic sunk, other than the fact there was a hole in it and water rushed in, you know, well, if the Titanic would have been on dry land, it wouldn't have sunk. All right, that's a valid observation. Build a ship and just put it on the land. People could get on it. They could pretend they're on a cruise and after about it sinking, right? The Titanic sunk because they tried to avoid the iceberg. And as they went past the iceberg tore a gash in the side of the ship, which punctured, if I remember correctly, three. It could have only been two, but I think it was three of the different watertight compartments, because the Titanic was broken up into different compartments, all of which were sealed from each other and watertight. Thus, if one entire compartment flooded, the ship would still be buoyant and would still float. That was the concept. That's why I said, well, this is unsinkable. Had they hit the iceberg head on, a lot of people would have died because of the impact, and the first compartment obviously would have been destroyed. Excuse me. And flooded. But the ship probably would not have sunk. Nobody can say, of course, that it absolutely wouldn't have sunk. It's completely possible. The second compartment in the impact could have been breached, and that could have flooded, and it still could have gone down. But had they just attempted to slow the ship, you know, throw the rudders into full props. Throw your props into full reverse and just hit the iceberg straight on, it might not have sunk. Anyhow, once again, we're tangenting. In the movie, you know, it's just hibernation pods. Hibernation pods never fail. What are you talking about? And the guy's standing there going, well, I'm fucking standing here. My hibernation pod failed. Don't tell me. So, but there's no equipment on the ship to put somebody back into hibernation. This seems like a bad idea. Because when you're traveling through space for 120 years, are you really that fucking confident that your pod ain't gonna fail? And even though there's, you know, 5,000 passengers and 300 crew, the statistical odds that your pod would fail are pretty slim. I wouldn't give a shit. There's no way I'd get on that ship. Will you be telling me that, yeah, if your pod fails, if you come out of hibernation early, there's no way for you to go back in. I'd be like, bull fucking shit. That is a fucking terrible idea. That is like driving your car without a fucking spare. Okay? Spare tire. Not a spare hibernation pod. Not a spare Jennifer Lawrence. Although, I guess a spare Jennifer Lawrence would be okay, because if one you got gets old, you can get another. I'll talk about that in a minute, actually. So anyhow, that seems like a really, really bad idea. So the damage causes his hibernation pod to malfunction, which of course never, ever happens. And he wakes up 90 years away from the destination planet. And he's all alone on the ship, which has, you know, it's this luxury liner. He's a lower class passenger, so he can't get the really luxurious shit, which is kind of funny. He's trying to get all the fancy coffees and the computer won't give it to him. He can only get the basic coffee, and like the little, for food, he can only get like this little cube of like Soylent Green or something like that. And needless to say, he starts going crazy. And so I'll come back. He wakes up. He reads the manual on the hibernation pods. I keep trying to remember the right word for them. He reads the manual about the hibernation pods and figures out how to wake somebody up who's inside one of them. Because he's a mechanic, so he knows mechanics and electrics and stuff like that. Electrics. That's a new word. He knows electrics. And he wakes up Jennifer Lawrence because she's hot. And I don't know. He read her books and watched. I don't know if it's like a video dating service or something. But she is able to access this information where she's talking about who she is and shits. Anyhow, you know, he falls in love with her even though she's in the hibernation pod. And he wakes her up so he won't be alone. And then, of course, he tells her, oh, your pod must have malfunctioned too. And they go through. And he finally fucking asks her if she wants to go on a date. They're like the only two people on the ship. They're going to die on the ship because it's 90 fucking years away from the destination planet. And you know, it takes him however many months to finally be like, hey, you want to go out on a date? And like a goddamn loser, like a fucking beta male loser, he sends a robot with a little written card, do you want to go out? He can't even ask her in person. He sends a fucking robot with a hand. It's like asking a girl out via fucking feminist book or text message or something. Because I went through that phase where I tried that. It doesn't work. Dude, this is why I'm just like, no, I'm asking. Oh, I'll talk. Is that on my list? It is on my list. Girls are on my list. No, I just ask the girls out in person now. I'm not going to fucking, like this whole, oh, I'm going to hit on girls on feminist book. Please, whatever, dude. If you don't have the balls to ask a woman out in person, you're not going to have the balls to get inside the pussy. So anyhow, he sends a fucking robot with a little handwritten note to ask her to go out on a date. It's kind of pathetic. He's kind of beta male. What do I got here? Oh yeah, there's spacesuits on the ship so you can go outside. You go in the big airlock room. There's only two spacesuits in the room. Isn't it convenient that the two spacesuits happen to fit the only two people? I'm just laughing at that. So anyway, a friend of mine who told me about the movie. Did I do that? The friend of mine who told me about the movie, so in the movie, they're going to the planet, and the crew automatically awakens, if I remember correctly, 4 months before they reach the planet. Then the passengers automatically awaken 3 months before they get to the planet. And my friend who told me about the movie says, like, he said, well, why would they wake up so early? That's dumb. And I thought to myself, well, see, this is why you have voted for Hillary Clinton, and this is why I didn't, and why I'm smarter than you. You've got a spaceship, and you bring 5,000 people on board in hibernation, and you're sending them to another planet where they are going to be pioneers, right? It's not a planet that has cities built. They're going there to colonize the planet. These 5,000 people have never met each other before. Maybe a few of them know each other, but they don't know each other. The reason you bring them out of hibernation 3 months before you get to the planet is so that they have time to come out, meet each other, and socialize, and do so under first world conditions where they have toilets and washing machines and robots to do the work for them and really good fine cuisine and all this other stuff so that they can associate with each other and meet people and find out, hey, I'm a chemical engineer. Hey, I'm a chemical engineer. You know, hey, we're all the mechanics. We should get, you know, and we're the biologists. We should get together and, hey, you're kind of hot. We should go out, right? It's so that because humans are social animals. Unless, of course, you don't believe in evolution like Bill Nye, then I guess you think just God just shit us out and said, I will create humans and everyone will have their own gender because there's no such thing as men and women. So the reason you wake up the passengers 3 months before you get to the planet is so they can interact with each other, get to know each other, and make some fucking connections. That's why you do that. Yeah, it's not that fucking hard to understand. And then some shit blows up, and then she finds out. And you're waiting for the shoe to drop, because you know what's going to happen. She finds out that her hibernation pod did not malfunction, that he deliberately woke her up. As you can imagine, the shit kind of hits the fan, because, you know, it's like, yeah, you basically destroyed my life. I'm now going to die on this spaceship. Another huge flaw in the problem, and this, I see why they did it this way, because this kind of comes in at the end. There's an auto doctor, you know, automatic doctor. It's the typical science fiction thing. You lay down in the little capsule and the cover slides over and it scans you and can auto dock you and fix you and everything. Excuse me. There is, and the auto doc has the ability to, and I'm not going to give it away. Not going to give it away. But you're on a spaceship. Again, you're building this spaceship, okay? You got 5,000 passengers, and you got 300 crew members. There's one auto dock on the entire fucking ship. Now, you might say, but great one. Maybe there's another auto dock for the crew. No, because a member of the crew wakes up because his pod also malfunctions, and he gives them his ID bracelet, which gives them access to the crew member parts of the ship. And then he dies because when his pod malfunctioned and he came out, it like fucked him up in the process. Like biologically, it fucked up his body and it killed him because he came out of hibernation incorrectly. So no, there's no like special auto docks for the crew hidden off somewhere. 5,300 people. One fucking auto dock. Oh, yeah, well, but they could repair it. Okay, what if something blows up and you have 30 people who are injured at the same time? Wouldn't it be nice to have more than one fucking auto dock? Who designed this fucking ship? I want to know. Okay, we're not going to have any ability to put people back into hibernation, and we're only going to have one fucking auto dock. Now, maybe you would say, well, there's supposed to be doctors there. I don't give a flying shit if there's supposed to be doctors there. How many doctors can you have? The doctor might be fucking busy. You need to have... Okay, guys, if you're designing a spaceship, number one, more than one fucking auto dock, okay? Number two, if your spaceship has hibernation chambers, you have a way to put people back into motherfucking hibernation. And, God, we're almost out of time. I'm not going to get to any of the other shit I wanted to talk about. Isn't that a fucking shock? We'll go out on this note. So when when the crew member, who's Lawrence Fishburne, by the way, when he wakes up, Jennifer Lawrence comes to him and she's like, this guy woke me up. Mine didn't malfunction, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, that really sucks. You know, she's like, well, what are you, I'm paraphrasing. She's like, well, what are you going to do about it? And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, that is so typical fucking woman. It's like, as soon as a guy in a uniform shows up, she expects him to fucking beta male to her and, like, do something about the fact that she was woken up prematurely from her hibernation. I mean, I get it, Jennifer. Your character is pissed off. I get it. But what do you expect this guy to do, man? If you're strong and independent, why don't you fucking deal with the situation yourself? Ah, shit. All right, well, I'll get to the other 17,000 things on this list in the next episode.